Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador for Christ, Pastor Barbara Burris, again. I had to delete that message. I had thought in my mind about the Prime Minister and made the mistake of not calling him Benjamin Netanyahu, but Yasser Arafat. I have so much study behind all of these various people and so much to present as far as paperwork is concerned, and I forgot all about that and put Yasser Arafat in there. So excuse me. He's been dead a long time ago, and he was the leader of the PLO movement back in his time. And so when I hear, I don't hear me until I listen to me to see if it's anything that I might have said or made a mistake in as far as my ministry is concerned. So I was talking about Benjamin Netanyahu and whoever hold office as far as the president, the concerns in that essence. But we're talking about two great men that was not recognized during their time of leadership. And all together we've had 43 presidents. George Washington was the first, and we go to John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, and all the way down, amen, praise God, and our last president is Barack Obama at this moment. Amen. So during the offices of Nixon, amen, he was discredited because of his Watergate actions, but he was never recognized as for assisting Israel. During the time that he was growing up, his mother prayed for him, and she always believed that he would be a great man and he would help. Amen, an important action that would take place in the future. And I want you to read it, like I said, to see what she said, amen, in essence. So she was a Quaker, and she prayed for her son, and her mother did as well. They loved Nixon. But when it came time for his important role as far as the presidency was concerned, he had to go in and help Israel, Golan Meir had called upon him to help her with the Yom Kippur War. And at first he was rejected, she was rejected by a man, praise God, leaders, a man, praise God. Amen. And so Nixon goes in and he begins to set things in order. As he was preoccupied and he was with the Watergate problem, Nixon came straight to the point announcing that Israel must not lose the war. He ordered that the deliverer of supplies, including aircraft and ammunition and all of that, be delivered to a man, Golan Meir, because they were going to lose the war in Israel if it had not been done. So Nixon, most important role was to make sure that Israel wouldn't be wiped off the map like the people said today. So he sent forth a man, praise God, ammunition and stuff. When Schillinger, amen, praise God, didn't want to send but three airplanes, amen, and help them, but he really didn't want to help them with the war that was in concern. And so Nixon goes in and he does that, amen, praise God, and Israel, amen, is saved, and Golan my ear. Amen. Even though he was not recognized, she recognized him, and she really appreciated him for that service. Then we look at how if and when there was a concern about Nixon acts despite the threats or reprisal by Arab or producers. Indeed, today, after Nixon asked Congress for an emergency help, amen, praise God, $2.2 billion for Israel, Saudi Arabia, King, I'm going to spell his name, F-A-I-S-A-L, Faisal, announces an embargo of oil on the U.S. So Nixon took a chance, amen, to help Israel, amen, knowing that Saudi Arabia was going to go in and try and mess up the relationship as far as the oil, amen, was concerned. And so by this, amen, Golda Meir, amen, was able to go in and defeat the enemy in the Yom Kippur War. So we thank God for Nixon. My hat is off for Nixon. And then, amen, to understand all of these events, God has been dealing with mankind as far as leadership, kings back in the olden days, monarchies, amen, praise God, and now presidents. Well, one of the things that Hillary Clinton with her Hillary Clinton Foundation is, she is one of the biggest contributors to her her way of thinking and believing what she's going to do, amen, if she become president, is the Arab, amen, praise God, those of Arab descent, amen, the Saudi Arabians, amen, gave her the biggest money, and she's going to go in and try to I'm just telling you like it is. She's going to go in and support those people. And if it takes causing Israel to sign a peace treaty, a peace agreement, because of her stand with the Saudi Arabians, she's going to force them to sign a peace agreement. And once Israel lose their relationship with God through this peace agreement, then it's going to cause them to not have a leader. You must always have God as your leader. And America is taking God out. And in the time of war and problems, if we don't understand what's going on, we won't have a covering. We won't have a God to call upon. So with this agreement and this relationship that she has with the Saudis, amen, those of Arab descent, amen, praise God, is going to cause the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, not Saddam Hussein, not Yasser Arafat, amen. I have so much downloaded in me. I'm trying to get stuff did in 30 minutes, so I made a mistake in saying Yasser Arafat, but it's Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, that's going to affect America, and it's also going to be in a way affecting Israel to the point that they'll lose their God if they sign this peace agreement. So we have to look at history and what was done. Nixon and the Yom Kippur War with Golda Meir saved Israel. Then we have, praise God, George Bush, a man who comes up on the scene, a man, praise God, and with the economy and what is going on even today as far as the economy, we in global recession. Then what has gone on is, praise God, he was after Bin Laden. President George Bush was after Bin Laden, but it really didn't happen. President Barack Obama destroyed that. But it was all dealing with the economy. All this, even up today, from back then all the way up today, is dealing with the economy Amen. And one of the things they want to do, they want to wipe Israel out, but you can't do that. Israel is God's chosen people, and we should love Israel and want to support them. This one, Hillary Clinton, is not going to support Israel. She's going to support the Muslim nations, the Arabs, and what's going on. If it happened back, amen, praise God, all throughout the ages, amen, leaders that were good for Israel, kings that were obey God, and kings that did not obey God, and God had to sit them down, and he will do it. But at the same time, George Bush goes in, amen, and he does what's right for Israel and America, because Saddam Hussein had the tenacity to want to build cell groups over in America, which were already inside of America, that would have caused a major war when Saddam had finished building his Babylon, because he said that he was going to raise up Babylon again and it would stand and be great, and all his words were nothing but crap, because he said that Nebuchadnezzar was his father, which was a great leader at one time, but God said in his word, Babylon will never be built again. And God meant that. Then, amen, Ben Laden himself, amen, thought that he was great. But then ISIS leader al-Baghdadi comes in and said, well, Ben Laden was his daddy, so he's going to follow the footsteps of Ben Laden. He's going to come in and take over the nations and try to destroy and weaken the nations. He has no great interest in Israel. He's the first great Antichrist out of Revelation 13. But his interest is being a nation that's going to rule as far as caliphate is concerned. He don't have no interest in Jerusalem. But his son is going to come up 70 years later. He's going to go in and influence the prime minister. Not who's coming up in the elections currently. Because if this person win and they support Saudi Arabia, Arabia is going to make a demand on them for all the billions of dollars that they place in there, and they're going to try to cause the prime minister to sign a peace treaty. So we have to be careful of government, of leadership, and what's going on in essence to that. So we as Americans have discredited one of the greatest presidents in America. He finishes his assignment and by destroying Saddam Hussein, who would have destroyed Jerusalem and took over America and various other places that he wanted to rule and reign over. We owe him an apology, my God. And so we as Americans should give George Bush, my hat is off of him, more respect than what this man that threw the shoe at him, amen, praise God. I'm going to spell his name, M-U-N-T-A-D-H-A-R, Al-Z-E-I-D, is concerned. And so they honored him, made a golden shoe, appreciating him for throwing his thing at Saddam, praise God, Hussein's enemy, and it shouldn't have ever been. And so we as Americans, we discredit him because they said, well, he wasn't doing nothing. Saddam Hussein was going to tear America up. He had put money all in the walls of his palaces, and he had was getting himself ready to buy weaponry like never before and attack Israel and America. And so we should thank God for George W. Bush Jr. and for Nixon amen, Richard Nixon, we should give them a Nobel Peace Prize instead. And so George Bush, he goes in and do what he's supposed to do and save Israel. And so these two presidents, amen, were able to go in and help, amen, Israel as it was assigned by God. That's why they were placed in office to do and hold that high position so that they can get in and destroy the works of the enemy, the Arabs. Golan Meir thanked Richard Nixon. His mother literally, she prophesied over his greatness and what he would become. And then George Bush, amen, he was really instrumental in our future. Now we have an election coming up in a few days, and we're going to have to look at, my God, the one that we elect, amen, praise God, to hold office, that it won't be the one that will cause the prime minister to sign and make a peace agreement and end up destroying not only Israel, but taking over America. It will be governed by the president or whoever, and it would take over, amen, America. Amen, praise God. America is the republic. Amen. It should stay that way because we have to, our assignment is not up with Jehovah Jireh as far as helping Israel. Today, amen, praise God, we should, amen, honor a man too that's coming up, has been on the field presenting his arguments and what he would try to do as far as America is concerned. And his name is Donald Trump. And the reasons why I say that is because he will keep America as a republic. It will keep us free. Amen. It's a lot of issues. Him being inexperienced, the first one to step up to the plate, amen, and not have experience as other people have had, but is willing to learn to make America a better place to stay. The mistakes and the words that he used, amen, praise God, is because of not knowing the system and how to deal with it. I pray for him. I pray that God would move upon him and things would be moved and geared toward him, because it will be better for us not to turn the presidency over to someone that's dealing with Saudi Arabia that wants to kill out Israel, when we should help Israel. That's God's chosen people, and we are too engrafted in. But now is the time to understand that if you elect the wrong person, America is going to suffer devastation and war like never before. At least this man, praise God, will do his best to make it better. He's willing to learn. He's willing to do things that we are going to need for the future, because war is coming to America. And I advise people that don't have land to purchase land. I advise people to stack up on groceries. If they get old, throw them away. Get to mow. We don't know when Christ is coming back. But this thing, we do know that he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. And so this is all leading up to the coming of the Antichrist. It never said in the Bible that the woman, a woman, or any woman out there would be a leader and Antichrist. We need to know history. Like I said, after I got off the phone, I didn't say that, but when I got off the phone, I began to holler and scream and cry out to God because I have suffered so much from demonic attack, telling me not to preach the gospel, telling me not to link up the Bible with the government, telling me not to tell the truth. And it has been a tremendous battle on me and my children. But I told God, even as far as this morning, I'm going to do what you tell me to do anyway, despite of. I have gone through hell just to reveal what has been going on throughout the nations. Far back as kings were set up and kings rebelled against God, what has happened? God is coming in to take the world, the earth back to him by, I'm going to say it just like it is, like Satan did. Satan made a coup, so God going to make a coup. And he's going to take back the world and the Christian values by Jesus coming in with the millennial reign of Christ. Now, I made my corrections, and I made it more of clarity, amen, so that you can understand what is actually happening in the spirit realm before it's manifested in the natural. Have a wonderful day.